Welcome to Hour 2 of Jesse War Radio, and thank you members for your support. Without further ado, let's get back into conversation with our guest.
So the second hour, I really like to concentrate on the portal, which is called The Portal and Initiate's Journey into the Secrets of Ren Le Chateau. And and then also, if you could just give us an maybe we could start off with an overview of just what the Ren Le Chateau mythology consists of.
What I would say about Modigliani's link with all of this is that he wrote, he was supposed to have understood Kabbalah mysticism, Modigliani. Mm-hmm. He died when he was 35, nearly 36, so it's possible that he, you know, been taught by his grandfather, but he did leave this message on a painting. He said, life is a gift from the few to the many, from those who know and have, to those who do not know and have not. And I sort of think that sums up what this whole business is about, with the different areas, the different energy points in a design, which I'm told everything is duplicated. So what is above is here. So the key is, if I was to sum it up, the key really is to be able to go from the grounded, gravity-ridden dimension we're on, mostly, you know, to move over to another dimension which is lighter, but we need to have someone to show us how to do it. We can't start experimenting on our own. We might suddenly fall into it, but we're on our own, but we're not going to start experimenting because we can go all sorts of places or nowhere.
So we need an intermediary.
We need a guide. And it's got to be someone who's done the work, the material, who's done the journey, who knows the places, who is responsible and can take care of any possible happening that could occur to you. I mean, they've got to take care of things. I think one of the new idea with the society, because younger people have come up, is they have, allowed adepts and people from like India or from ashrams in the Pyrenees to work on some of the material so that we all get an idea of how to help each other to move into another zone, which, is not science fiction. Yeah? I mean, these are there, and people who are evolved and work, are initiates, can go to and fro like going in and out of a room, and they're safe. I think that the thing really is that I would say, why do we all do it, or why do we want to know more and have more experience? Well, it is to, have a bigger life, isn't it? I mean, seeing that, that on the whole material benefit doesn't quite do it, I mean, you've got enough money, it's better than having not enough, isn't it? But I mean, if you manage to get enough, you've got more and more enterprises, but it's like having cupboards of clothes, but inside you're sort of still unfed.
Yeah.
So you start looking for something else, which is giving a nutrient, to what your life is. I don't think you can do it for other people. I don't think that even a love relationship does it for long.
Is that what drove you to write The Portal and also just to go on this journey?
No. The first book I wrote was The City of Secrets, about Girona itself, which is a charismatic, magical place. It's absolutely, it's the nearest to heaven you can get, on a good day. On a bad day, that's another story.